We're 60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And TikTok is becoming known as the birthplace for new dance crazes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There was the swag bounce, the Kangsta walk, the sneeze, the Jeepy creep, reverse squish.
Are you on the app?
No.
Okay.
And I think I just made some of those up.
Yeah, yeah.
But TikTok's also been the rebirth place for Jason Derulo.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But the latest new trend has even viral experts scratching their heads, because the thing taking over TikTok right now,
and I love it, I think if it's what you're going to say,
is 18th century
sea shanties. I love
them. Boys, stormy weather, boys, when the wind blows. We're all together, boys. Blowy winds westerly, blowy winds blow. Jolly sou'wester, boys, steady she goes.
Yep.
Yeah, if they're so cool.
If you don't know what sea shanties are,
they're like, listen, Jeff.
They're pirate folk music that sailors used to sing back in the 18th century while they were out in the ocean to keep their spirits up when their radios weren't working.
So they don't have radios.
Wait.
No, they had radios. They did.
When their cell phones were out of
bars. I only have 4 bars.
Yeah.
Anyways, this new TikTok trend got started after a Scottish folk musician had his buddy take a video while he was singing and driving his car.
Okay.
And the song that he sang was called Wellerman.
Uh-huh.
Here's a clip of that.
Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
It is so catchy.
It is.
I mean, cool. I watched that video and it's been stuck in my head all week. Soon will the Wellerman come.
I like the songs, but I don't think that they work unless you're actually on a ship in the ocean.
I disagree. Everybody gets in on it.
I guess so.
There's rum and sugar involved. Something about a tonguing, which I think has to do with whales.
No one's actually into any of that stuff. Nobody actually drinks rum or...
Maybe I should. Maybe it's a lifestyle we're missing out on,
maybe.
Jeff.
That particular clip, though, is almost up to 5 million views.
Holy crap.
So, yeah, sea shanties are in. Hip-hop, K-pop are out.
Okay.
Wait, should we just kick out all the music on the show today and just play sea shanties?
Yeah. Soon will the Wellerman come.
Yeah. Well, Brooke sing them.
Bring us tea and sugar and rum.
I've already requested that we do sing a sea shanty when we do the shock collar question of the day. Because we have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer it wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a sea shanty. So Alexis is going to draw a name out of the bucket because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Alexis?
I got wild card, anyone but you, it says.
Ooh. Don't make eye contact.
So many. I'm going to pick Brooke because you're into the sea songs right
now.
Yeah.
Bring it, Jake. I think he's going to be singing at the end of this.
All right.
I'd love to hear Jake.
Brooke's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
You're all very familiar with African geography, right? Good.
Yeah.
Because today we're talking about that famous nation that everybody knows and loves, the Gambia. Mm. Yes, that's actually its name,
the Gambia.
But it wasn't for a time. In fact, troubles arose in the 1960s, and the president of the country decided to fix the issue by adding the word the to the official country's name. And ever since then, they've been much happier. So today's question is, what was the reason Gambia changed its name to the Gambia in the 1960s?
Just added the to it and made people happy?
I don't know. When I hear Gambia, I just think of gambling. You know, I think that's where I'd go to gamble. Just saying.
All right, Alexis. Let's maybe...
Gambia, the Vegas of Africa.
Yes.
That's what I imagined. Yeah. Once you put that, I'm not going to go there.
I can help in a way because I can relate this to sports. There are certain teams that have the in front of their name. Like, people take pride because it separates them just by having the. It's like, no. We're not just a university. We're the.
That's what my, I mean, it's not University of Montana where I went. It's the University of Montana.
And it gives you pride. So why would Gambia need to change it to the? Was there a competing... country or...
Or it means something in
a
language that we don't know.
He said
why?
1960s.
Maybe they needed more characters in their name in order to qualify for something.
Gambia. Yeah,
let's get the question one more time.
The nation once known as Gambia changed its name in the 1960s because of some non-violent trouble that the country was dealing with. So they added the to the official country name, and believe it or not, it solved their problem. Why did Gambia change its name officially to the Gambia?
I wonder if it has to do with like imports and exports for some reason. Mm. Like they were having financial problems. Because he said that it was non-violent issues.
Yeah.
So it's not something where there's a revolution and they're wanting to split into different countries, because that's always going to be violent.
Yeah.
Was anything happening in the 1960s too?
In Gambia?
That was a big like international deal.
Don't you know the most about history?
I don't know enough about
international
history. Like, got a University of Montana degree, remember?
Yeah.
Montana, she learned there's no Africa.
Yeah.
It's a mythical land.
Okay, I'm going to go with, I mean, how specific do you need me to be here, Jake?
I don't know. What's your answer going to be?
I feel like it has something to do with imports and exports.
Be more specific about imports and exports.
Code? Like shipping. It has to do with...
So you're saying boats? Your answer is boats?
Boats?
Or airmail.
I mean, maybe. Or, yeah, train or...
Now it's trains. Okay.
I feel like I'm close.
Do you think the postal codes
or
no?
Yeah, you can't say all because any importing is going to be shipped.
He's looking at me.
Oh, no.
Okay, I think it has to do with... I think it has to do with shipping.
For many years, the official name of a West African country was Gambia. But in 1963, the prime minister revealed he wanted to add the word the to its name, calling it the Gambia. So why add a the? This change mainly solved the problem that for many years, mail bound for Gambia had mistakenly been sent to Zambia all the way across the continent.
We were right!
But once the happened, almost all the mail is getting to the right country.
So
shipping!
It
does shipping count?
Yes!
I mean, come on!
It has
she said
to
train.
Count.
She was way off.
They take mail by trains, Jake.
I want to say
you
that it's
said
right.
That is, yeah, come
we
on.
You kept saying postal codes.
Yeah, you guys
said
were on
postal
it.
Codes.
I got it right, shipping.
All
right. That's what you do. I said shipping.
We're saying that we got that one right.
We
and
did.
Because
okay.
of that, Digital Jake has to sing the sea shanty, The Wellerman, by the Long Johns.
Ooh.
I didn't even know there was a group that,
there you go.
That invented
they
that.
They were
one.
The Beatles of the Pirates.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, blow, my bully boys, blow. Soon may the Wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day!
That was good.
Oh, I really like it. I wanted it to keep going.
More sea shanties on the show.
I can't wait till Drake does his remix of the sea shanties. That'll be hot. There we go. That's your shock caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.